A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adulugu, Lead Pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Samander, UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria. Welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. We have considered the book of Acts of the Apostles, chapter number 12, from verse 1 to verse number 16. And we're still looking at the plan of God, the instruction of God for us for this week. God has said that you must do something this week and you must not sleep in your situation. Please do not fold your hands. God intends and expects you to rise up and do something to bring about the change that your destiny requires. You must understand that you are the one that will initiate the change that you are trusting God for in your life. It is your responsibility to initiate that change and make things happen. So God expects you to do something. And what is He expecting you to do? Pray. But don't just pray, you must also take steps in the direction of the prayers you have prayed. Let your faith be released and take steps. God wants you to take steps. In Exodus chapter number 14, beginning from verse number 10, the children of Israel had raised their voices against Moses. They had murmured and complained about the Red Sea standing before them and the host of Egyptian armies coming against them. And so they had murmured, they had complained, they are against Moses. But Moses said to them to stand still and to see what God will make happen for them. Then Moses cried to God. But you hear what God said to Moses. God said in verse number 15, "Why are you crying to me? Say to the children of Israel that they go forward." God expected them to take steps in spite of the opposition and the enemy coming before them. The enemy coming right behind them, the opposition in front of them. God expected them to do something about that situation and not just to stand still. Dear listener, do something this week. That is the instruction. Whatever you do, God will prosper it. Whatever your hand finds to do, do it. Just take steps in the direction of your expectation, in the direction of your dreams, in the direction of your purpose. Take steps this week and you will see God back up your steps and prosper all that you do. So pray and do something about your situation. When the church prayed for Peter, Peter was rescued from Herod's imprisonment. Don't forget, God said He will also send you help. Help will always be available unto you. Anytime the enemy is about to close up on you, God will raise help. God will send help and He will send helpers to you. He will not allow the enemy to swallow you and He will not allow you to be delivered to the will or the hands of the enemies. And so imagine the night that Herod would have brought Peter out to be killed after the order of James. That was when God sent help. God sent help that night. God won't let you see shame. He will not let you see corruption. He will not allow that shame to catch up with you. He will send help. Angels of help will be sent to you to rescue you from that situation and to open your doors. Doors will be opened to you and you will be delivered from the negative expectation of the people. In verse 11 of Acts of the Apostles, chapter number 12, the Bible says, "And when Peter was come to himself, he said, Now I know of a surety that the Lord hath sent his angels and hath delivered me out of the hand of Herod and from all the expectation of the people of the Jews." They were Jews, but they had negative expectations concerning Peter. They expected him to die. The Lord is asking me to tell you that evil expectations concerning you this week and this month and this year, we fail woefully and totally. Those who are expecting your death or destruction will wait forever. They will be disappointed in their wait because their evil expectations will not happen to you in the precious name of Jesus. There is a major promise of God for you also this week, that your door will open. A major door will open. A gate that had been closed against your destiny will open. When Peter and the angel got to the iron gate that led into the city, the gate opened on its own accord. The Lord asked me to tell you that certain gates will open for you on their own accords. Gates will open. The gates to the city of your expectation and desires will open for you this week. Expect a great gate of blessings and of favor to open for you this week in the precious name of Jesus. Again, you must understand, take this and note. God said to tell you to knock. You must knock. Go back to the doors that you have knocked before that did not open. Go back and knock again. A door God has said will open for you. So go and knock that door. Go and knock. It will open. Go and knock. Again, I repeat, go and knock. That is the instruction from God. And the doors you have knocked that did not open, go back and knock again. You must be persistent in your knocking. In verse 13 of Acts chapter number 12, Peter knocked at the door, and Rhoda came to answer the door. But when she recognized Peter's voice, she did not open for joy and excitement. And that would have been the end. But the Bible says in verse number 16, but Peter continued knocking. I see persistence there. Don't just attempt something once and give up. Don't say to yourself, because I tried and it did not work, I will give up trying. Don't give up trying. Go back again. Try again. Knock that door again. Continue knocking. Be persistent. Never forget, persistence will wear away resistance. Keep knocking. Don't give up. God has said doors will open, so go back and knock. Knock where you have knocked, the doors you have knocked before that did not open. Go back there this week and knock at those doors. Those doors will open. I keep hearing in my spirit, man, I will open doors. I will open doors. So God will open doors for you, but you must knock at those doors. Go back and knock. And the Lord will cause those doors to open for you so you can step into the place that He has destined for your life and for your destiny. Peter continued knocking, and eventually the door was opened unto him. As you continue knocking, God will cause the doors and the gates to open for you by the power of His Spirit in the precious name of Jesus. Another instruction from God. Please forget the events and the happenings of the past, the things that have happened to you in the past. Don't let them hold you back. Don't let them hold you down. Don't allow the experiences of the past, the experiences of others, the experiences of your friends, your own personal experience. Don't allow these to hold you down. Peter allowed the experience of James, the fact that James was killed, to make him give up. He gave up completely. It had happened to James, so it's going to happen to me also. That was why Peter was sleeping in the prison. But God is saying the fact that it happened to somebody does not mean it will happen to you. The experience of others cannot will not necessarily be your own experience. You have a unique destiny with God, and God has a very special plan and purpose for your life. The failure of others has nothing to do with your own life and attempt. Make your own attempt. Make your own effort. And don't take a decision not to do anything or to quit because of the experience of others. And also, don't allow your experiences in the past failures and rejection or disappointment, to stop you from making steps or taking steps or making efforts. God has said, a major door will open for you this week, and God is not a man that he should lie. He will make the things he has said concerning you come to pass. They will happen speedily, and his name will be glorified. In Jesus' precious name, let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray and say, Father, deliver me from the negative expectations of the people. Let negative expectations of the people concerning me and my house fail totally. In the name of Jesus, do not deliver me to the will of my enemies. Do not deliver me to the negative expectations of the people. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, my Father, in Jesus' precious name. Lift up your voice and pray. Say, Father, today I receive the grace, the direction. Let me knock at the right door. This is my prayer, O God, that by your Spirit you will lead me to the right doors to knock. Let me not knock at wrong doors. Help me, Father. Show me the right doors to knock, and let your name be glorified. I thank you, my Father, in Jesus' precious name. Lift up your voice and pray. Ask your Father in heaven, say, Father, let every door I knock this week open for me. Your word says, to him that knocketh, the door shall be open. Let the doors that I knock open for me today. Let the doors that have refused to open for me before, let them open today. Let them open this week. in the name of Jesus. This is my prayers, O God, that the doors that have refused and resisted my knockings in time past will respond and open for me today and this week in the name of Jesus. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray again and say, Father, let doors that I knocked in time past that did not open, let them open for me today. Where I have been sent away, let them send for me. Where I have been refused and rejected in the time past, let them send for me. Let me be accepted there. Lift your voice and pray. My Father, I am asking for a major turnaround. I am praying, O God, where I have been refused before, let me be accepted. Let me be received. Let there be acceptance in the place of rejection and refusal. Let your name be glorified. Thank you, Eternal Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. I pray in the name that is above all names that the negative expectations of people concerning you this week will fail in the name of Jesus. I pray that you will not be delivered to the will of your enemies. I pray that every door you knock this week shall open for you in the name of Jesus. And I pray for those that have refused your knocking before, that the Lord will compel these doors to open for you in the name of Jesus. Where you have been rejected and refused in the time past, you will be accepted. They will send for you where they have sent you away in the time past, and God's mighty name will be glorified. I declare that this shall be a week of testimonies for you, and this day shall be a day of major favor and blessings. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. I invite my esteemed listener to join us later this evening for our Ezra project. That's a Bible study. Join us at the Light Cathedral. Time is 5:30 p.m. You may wish to join that Bible study teaching on any of our social media platforms. On Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, and on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. Subscribe to my YouTube channel and follow me on other social media platforms. My handle is at Yemi Griezmann. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Griezmann Adulugu, wishing you a very glorious day, and the Lord bless you.